Tonight we are in Brittany on the Arse Island in this wonderful, powerful, megalithic site called Penlews. We are going to spend a moment there in preparation for the equinox. That will be tomorrow afternoon. Let's settle there first. Feel the power, feel the earth, the stones, the long-held stories stored in the patterns of those soul alignments, the memories, the wisdom of those ancient territories. And just let go and ground yourself in that ancient power, as if you were taking root in it. The oldest wisdom of the earth is re-emerging. It's got nothing to do with all that you know, you have learned, you have heard about. And we are sitting there tonight because we want to reconnect with it, because we know deep within that we belong to that eternal way of being on earth. The only way that is sustainable. And then feel the way your body is aligned. Your spine upright. Your hips balancing on either side of your pelvis. Like the days and nights that are balancing at the time of the equinox. Left and right. Sit tall and relaxed, giving a lot of space between your vertebrae. Grow even taller. And as you grow taller, ground even more deeply in the earth. Feeling how this balances the energies of the feminine on the left side of your body and on the masculine right side of your body. It's a way of saying, but nevertheless, they are, side by side, distinct, and together. No longer opposing one another. Actually, they are merging as this very ancient power is re-emerging. All forces of duality merge and resolve in unity. Notice the changes, the stillness in the hips. Notice the softness in the legs. Peace in your feet, nothing to go, nowhere to go, nothing to do. We are just sitting there on the portal, feeling the strong pull off. Equinox portal, the huge influx of energies that will determine the coming season and the coming years. We know we are on a threshold. We can feel it. But be very strongly rooted in your body and feel it in your body, firstly. Standing on a threshold as you would stand in the middle of a strong stream of water. Unshakable. With this kind of obvious presence that says, I'm here. As we are standing in the narrow passage, that marks the change of season and the balancing of days and night, feel the tremendous power that is building up, that started building up from the last portal in the winter solstice on the 21st of December. That build up is huge. The momentum is huge. And we are about to enter the next phase of that process. We know it. We can feel it. and you want to feel it within, feeling the strength of your own body, its resources, and also without. Your own resilience. The way you can adapt, adjust, upgrade, update, as you've been doing all along the journey since the previous portal. We are on a fast track. There's no way back. We are speeding up. Things are speeding up. And we stand still. And for a moment, pay attention to how still we can be in our hearts, with all the elements raging around us, with countless emotions confusing our hearts. How can our heart be still in such a storm? That stillness is deeper, or perhaps in between. But it is everywhere, it's all pervading. Focus on that stillness as you're riding the waves within. Your own raging emotions, as you are confronted, polarized, challenged every day, many times a day, by all sorts of contrasting forces, polarized identities, etc. How still can the heart be? It can be exactly as still as the highest frequency we can hold at that moment. No less, no more. So the highest frequency we can hold will define how we respond, ride the waves, come to terms with things all along the journey of every single day. So how about settling on that frequency rather than on lower frequencies, like when we are caught up in anxiety or fear, panic or frustration, rage, anger. So pick the highest, choose the highest frequency you can hold and settle there. Distinctly, definitely, right now, and feel how it changes the way you stand, your attentiveness and assertiveness, and also how it expands. enhance and enhances the stillness and the silence within. When the heart goes stiller, the space gets wider. Right in the middle of that narrow passage, the heart is widely open. And that widely open heart can hold the world, your world, and part of the world you may be responsible for because you have something to do with them. Networks, relationships, commitments, talents, contributions, and the like. Feel that colossal presence you have got now. You've gained more altitude, more magnitude. The energy keeps building up and you are ever so still in body and heart. How about the mind? Blank in front of the unknown, scattered, overwhelmed, cluttered, maybe not. Where's this quality of grounding in your physicality? And the densest matter that makes flesh and bones. Your mind can gradually settle as well and get freer and freer. That settling of the densest matter, like at the bottom of the bottle of a good wine. And that's crystal clear intelligence that you have, capable of seeing behind the veils through any wall or distortion or deception. And see the truth for what it is. See reality as it is. Open your eyes, widen your vision. Panoramic vision. See your reality all around and see how it is in reality, not the appearance, not the surface of things. Reality is all that surface, behind the scenes, and much more. See through. all of it. That's what we are standing here for right now. The sharpest gaze, the clearest vision, and that evidence of your knowing the truth. Because you have always known it. Because you are the truth. And just feel that unique version of the truth that you are, standing there on the portal, ready to take the plunge into the spring. No need to anticipate a thing. Do not even imagine how tomorrow, the exact moment of the equinox, will be. Whether or not this will take us into something else or just the ongoing story. Needless to say, no worries. All is fine. You are empowered. You are so strong, so ready, so courageous. You have already gone through so many changes. For such a long time. And more over the past few years. You are so ready. Spring's coming. It will bring it lot of surprises. Possibly challenges. And you embrace the entire panorama. You welcome it all. And you say yes to it, right now. Because you know that you will choose what is right for you if you stand in that power that you are. It is so obvious in your body, in your heart, in your mind, you are that being that says yes or no. As you feel is right for you. Beyond polarities, there is unity and multiplicity. converging forces, emerging new forms of realities. This is what we can see, feel. This is what makes our hearts sing. This is what our bodies resonate with. This is what we have said yes to already. And we say yes again, now. Because it's right.